When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Home of the almighty media. That's how powerful we are. That's how influential we are. And we're not stopping anytime soon, so get used to it. This is the Black Ops Division of Flow Sports. We're dropping nuclear bombs today.
Welcome to the Who's Number One podcast. I'm your host, Positive Mike. I am a heat-seeking missile giving out hugs and kisses and telling you have a nice day, and I'm still tough as a motherfucker in this bitch. Joining me today, the road dog, Little Troy, the badass Razor Reed in the back looking like a Ginger Macaulay Culkin with the YouTube chat, Connor Josh. Okay, you guys want to know where I've been? Sorry if I'm blowing out your audio. Been on a spiritual journey around the world. Gabby Garcia asked me if I want to take a fucking nap in her house. I smoked a bong and watched Eddie Bravo play his acoustic guitar. We went in Andre Galvao's treehouse. We fed birds with Gordon Ryan. We swam in the Amazon River with Mika Galvao with fucking dolphins. But this shit ain't about me, player. We got bigger fish to fry. We got Gordon Ryan versus Pedro Mourinho.
Oh, Jesus.
The Who's Next finale, Isaac Chambers versus Isaac Michelle versus Kyle Chambers. We got Gordon Ryan versus Felipe Pergisa. A lot of big time shit. What are we going to do today, Troy?
Man, we're going to get down to brass tacks,
baby.
We're
going to get down to brass fucking tacks. Connor, what's going on over there? We got legends in the chat?
Yeah, we got some. Alec Kearns says, have a nice day and drink carbon neutral beer. So shout out Alec Kearns, man. We also got Cyborg in there. He said, almighty media, because he knows who we are. This is the Black Ops.
The Illuminati has been disbanded. The Black Ops division has been dissolved. We're about inclusion now. Everybody's invited. No more Black Ops division. Let's kick it around. Trey, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. Feeling good. I'm ready to get down to brass tacks. We're going to try and not get lost in the sauce here. Going through these cars, I'm super excited for it.
Never lost in the sauce, player. Uh-huh. We're always getting down to brass tacks. How about you, Reed? What's going on with you? Anything new?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Life's good?
Thanks for asking,
Life's
man.
Good?
Hell yeah. Yeah, doing good.
Connor,
doing
how about you in the back? How are you?
I'm doing
fantastic. It doesn't matter how you are. No, okay, just
doing fantastic, man. Also, Josh Jitsu and Sauerkraut just joined, so shout
okay,
out.
Okay, we got new people in there.
Legends.
Those are
I've
legends.
I've been out here in like 3 months. Are the old school people still coming in?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Even though Steve came back in here a week or two ago.
All right, so let's kick it off. Let's talk about this Who's Next finale card. We got Gordon Ryan fighting Pedro Mourinho on there. Big time match. Gordon Ryan versus the black belt Nogi Rhodes absolute champion. But then we got the card of the Who's Next show. What's your favorite match out of these ones?
Man, I think one of my favorite matchups is going to be Andrew Tackett versus Rene Souza. Both of these guys had a lot to prove on the show. Andrew, kind of a bit of a fan favorite. You love him, you hate him, I don't know. Rene's got
that.
Do
you love him or you hate him?
I love him. He's a great guy. Yeah, great guy overall. Brings
love.
The energy. Yeah.
Nothing but love.
Nothing but love for me. I don't, that's what the people are saying.
Yeah. Love you.
Yeah.
Okay. Go on.
And yeah, so excited to see him against
too,
Rene. Yeah, love Rene too. So
this
I think that'll be an interesting
this
one.
Is a matchup pitting roommates against each other.
That's right.
Okay.
Good
right.
friends
Two
too.
Fan favorites.
What are you thinking about this matchup there, Reed?
Yeah, that's a crazy matchup for sure. You know, obviously Andrew did super, super well on the show, but excited to see, you know, the kind of next evolution of Rene Souza. You know, he's committed 100% now to jiu-jitsu, so we'll see how that changes things. But you know, another matchup I'm really looking forward to, I know there's a couple good ones on there, but you know what that's flying on the radar for me is Tristan Overvig versus Big Dan Montesoya.
The big boys.
Well,
yeah.
The big man.
Yeah, yeah, you know
the
who I'm talking
boys.
About.
Big boys. Reed likes the big boys. Reed's a big
likes
boy himself.
Thick.
Yeah, that's right. You know,
I'm a little bit bigger than people think. Everybody, everywhere I go to these gyms, they keep saying, man, I thought you were short. Motherfucker, I'm 6'1", 190. Big dog. So what are you thinking about Big Dan versus Tristan?
Yeah, obviously, you know, Tristan had a tough match on the show, 3-hour match. We learned a lot about him. But, you know, Dan has gone on to be so dominant, you know, had a great showing at ADCC trials, obviously won ADCC European trials, been killing it out there. So big test for both these guys, I think.
So let's run through the card real quick. Obviously, we have kicking it off Maximilian Hansen versus Fabian Ramirez.
Great match.
Great match. Up next, let's go ahead and announce that he's in the mix. Just a prelim. Braylor Grout, he was going to go against someone that got pulled out with an injury.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's going to go against Luke Griffith. Luke Griffith from New Wave Jiu-Jitsu, Euro Trials winner, another young up-and-comer, great match. Third and final prelim?
Main event.
Mm-hmm. Main event.
Of the prelims.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I mean, the first edition of this was the most exciting jiu-jitsu match I've ever seen in my life, in my entire life, and probably will ever see. The Sewer Rat, my man.
Scratch.
Versus the Sultan of Strangles, Mike Rakshan.
The sex machine.
Run that one back. Who's kicking off the main card? Is it Andy and Jay?
Yeah, I believe so.
Andy Varela, ADCC Trials runner-up versus Jay Rodriguez.
Huge match there.
So exciting.
Big time match. We got J-Rod, Tristan versus Big Dan, Renee versus Tackett, we got Pedro versus Gordon, and then we got the No Time Limit match, Isaac versus Kyle to be the first Who's Next champion. So, yeah, I mean, this is crazy. What do you think about this final?
Man, I know one thing. Watching Kyle in the gym is such an impressive thing. He's so big, he's so long, but he's just nonstop inversions, just spinning all over the mat. But then Isaac Michelle, just kind of, you never really see him in that bad of a position. He just always has it locked and loaded, ready to go. So I think this is going to be a crazy one. I'm not sure if it's going to be quick. I'm not sure if it's going to be 3 hours. He might be there all night.
Buckle up. This match might go a couple days. These guys, they stay very composed, and they don't overexert themselves. Their breathing's very under control. They're very calm while they're competing. Like, mm-hmm. it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be a chess match to see who makes the other one expose themselves. What are you thinking, Reed?
Yeah, a lot on the line.
Expose themselves. Hey, what do you think? Yeah, please don't do that.
A lot on the line here. First ever Who's Next champion. You know, both these guys have been training hard, looking ready. Isaac just won the trials. Kyle's out there training with the whole 10th Planet crew. You guys just went and visited him out there. So, you know, this is a huge, huge matchup. A lot on the line here. I think, you know, luckily both these guys are poised to become stars in the grappling community. Kyle Chambers, Isaac Michelle. Hell yeah, let's go.
CJ, what are you thinking about this final?
Man, I'm excited about it. I talked a little bit about, I think it may be one of the most fun tests for Kyle because I think B-Team's leg locks are kind of the next step up. That's usually Kyle's main attack, so really testing him to see how good he is when it comes down to a shootout. I think it's going to be fun.
Let's run it. So July 14th, already sold out in Austin, Texas. We're going to crown the first champion of Who's Next. A lot of money, a lot of stuff coming, a contract coming for these guys. But also on this card, let's not forget, Gordon Ryan versus Pedro Mourinho. This has got to be Gordon's, no disrespect to the other opponent, but this is Gordon's toughest match in a long time. I mean, how do you guys think this goes down? How do you think? It's a 30-minute match. What do you think, Trey?
Man, I know one thing. The last time Gordon and Pedro fought, obviously Gordon beat him pretty early, but we know Gordon's a lot different from then, but Pedro has kind of blown up since then. He's became double gold, no-gi world champion. Beat Craig. Like, so he's got, I mean, he's had a lot of accolades since that last chance, so I'm excited to see him go out there. I mean, John and Gordon both talk about how effective Pedro is with the guillotine, so, I mean, I don't think they're taking him lightly either.
Another year of Gordon Ryan. I think this is going to be the start of the year of Gordon Ryan here, 2022. This is kind of where it all kicks off.
Might be a bad year for the haters here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. True. We're going to find out, but it all kicks off here on this August 7th one. You know, Gordon's got, of course, a lot of big matches already set for this year. ADCC down the line. Another Who's Number One huge rematch, but it all starts here with Pedro Mourinho. And then we're going to see a lot about Gordon. We're going to learn a lot about Gordon. How much has he been training? How committed is he? You know, what's been going on in his training camps? I think we're going to learn certainly a lot about Gordon Ryan here versus Pedro. You know, Pedro's going to be game. He's going to bring it. Obviously, Gordon is the favorite here, you know, but I think this is a great measuring stick. We're going to see where Pedro is.
And then it's like he's got Pedro, the no-gi world's absolute champion. He's got Pergisa, probably his biggest rival. He's lost to twice, no time limit. Jeez. And the last ADCC absolute champion for him. He's got his ADCC weight division. And then he's got Andre Galval. If he wins all this, he's the greatest of all time, right?
That's what's at stake here, I think.
No.
Go ahead, Trey.
No, I think undisputed. I mean, how could you ever argue that he's not the best after if he wins that, goes through that run? I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, the Pergisa match is just so exciting. You know, the only person who has ever submitted Gordon. Obviously, Gordon has just gone on to prove that he is one of the very best grapplers in the world. He's wanted this one back for a long time. Felipe, you know, thinks he's the guy who can get it done, thinks he's the guy who has Gordon's number. So plenty on the line for this one, and it all sets up for the greatest grappling event the world has ever seen, ADCC, this year.
ADCC 2022. This is going to be the biggest event grappling's ever seen by far. Things are never going to be the same after this. Gordon and Galvao is essentially the match for who is the greatest of all time. Whoever wins walks away from that thing the greatest of all time, in my opinion. Woo! Going to be a big year.
Hell yeah.
A lot of big shit coming.
Hell yeah. If you're a grappling fan, man, this is it.
Doesn't get any better than this. Connor, what are they saying online?
Well, I asked them what their favorite matchup from the Who's Next finale was. We have Sewer Rat versus Mike Rakshan.
Easy,
we also got Gordon in the final, so it was a little bit of low-hanging fruit there. But then there was some chirping. There's some people frustrated at Tim Spriggs in there. They've watched episode 6. They think they want the beef, but they're not getting it.
I've been frustrated about Tim Spriggs in the past, but let's be honest. Who cares about Tim Spriggs? I mean, are we going to really waste our lives worrying about this guy? He's gone. I'm positive, Mike. I'm not going to say anything negative. We got bigger. I mean, Gordon's got much better matches than Tim. Pedro's a more accomplished opponent than Tim. Felipe Pena, Andre Galvao, no question, much more accomplished opponents than Tim. So we upgraded. We were going to get Tim in the mix, but we upgraded. Gordon versus all these big dogs. I mean, life's too short to worry about Tim Spriggs and what the fuck he's doing. He's off doing his thing. We're doing our thing.
Wish him the best. He's off in his retirement, you know. So
love you, Tim.
For sure.
Bezos.
All right, Connor. They got anything else they're saying in there?
Yeah, they. Well, I think we should stick with the positivity and leave it at that one.
No, we can handle a little negativity. We repel it with our positivity. What do they got? What do they got going on there?
They think Tim Spriggs about to pull out of ADCC. I think Tim Spriggs should fight Hollywood Mike if he won't fight Craig. So he may be coming for you. You already gave away your size. Hollywood Mike's not too small to take on.
Hollywood
these
Mike's
guys.
Dead and buried. Positive Mike.
You're right.
What did you think? You know, we kind of skipped over the J Rod versus Andy Varela match, but that's a huge one. What do you think about it?
It's a major match. I mean, you got J Rod went there, tapped everybody in Las Vegas at trials, and then Andy looked like a stud too. He took second in a stacked 77 kilogram division, 250 guy division, fought his way all the way to Tackett, I think, right in the final. Mm-hmm. I mean, these guys are two superstars. I mean, this is. It's interesting. They're both really good at wrestling. Like, how do you think it goes down? In the trials, J-Rod was just outlasting everybody. He's got such heart. He's able to fight his way out of bad positions, and then he just broke everybody, dragged everybody into deep water and broke them. But him and Andy, I mean, both these guys, as credentialed as they are, they went down round one of the show. You know, they're going to want to come out and get those dubs. I mean, who you picking, Trey?
Oh man, that's tough. I don't know. First of all, I think it's incredible. I don't know what kind of strings you're pulling, Reed, but to have both these guys not even make it in the house, J-Rod to lose via buggy choke and then come back and win trials via buggy choke.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of sorcery you're doing for your Who's Next guys here, but I mean, that's incredible.
Great scripting.
I'll take Andy Varela in this one. Just out of pure athleticism, he's going to be flying around. J-Rod's going to be throwing flying buggy chokes, all kinds of crazy shit like that. So it's going to be exciting no matter what. But I'll pick Andy Varela on this one.
What are you thinking, Reed?
Yeah, man. Andy's so, like, you know, we definitely learned a lot about Andy at that trials. You know, he's a hard-nosed competitor. 7 to 8 matches, something like that,
beat
you know.
Beat Majid. He beat PJ, I think, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Never took a backward step, you know. Dude has that, you know, he has that kind of, like, hard-nosed, just, like, go-forward type of style wrestling. You know, but Jay, it just seems like is rapidly getting so good. You know, he's so young.
Only 20, man.
20. He's only been training for a short amount of time. You know, obviously he's got the wrestling background, but every day, you know, we get to see him here in Austin, not too often, but sometimes we get to see Jay training and stuff like that. And it just seems like every time we go in there and see him train, he's getting better and better. So I think I got to put some money on Jay just because I feel like he's just getting so good.
I'm going to kick it around. Let's talk about who everybody's favorite Who's Next contestant is. Connor, let's start with you, and then we'll let your friends on the chat weigh in. Who's your favorite Who's Next contestant?
Who's Next contestant? I'm not going to go Sewer Rat because that's just too easy, but I will go... Man, I'll go with Renee. Seeing the J-Rod story play out, and then seeing how he took him out first round and just became like kind of the straight man, the most likable guy, just the most normal, it seemed. He played a good character for me, and his jiu-jitsu is beautiful.
Renee's my dog. No es cachorro. All right, who you going with, Reed?
You go, Trey.
Oh, man, I don't know. I was hoping Reed would go first. I got to shout out Renee first because Renee is just a great guy. Love talking to Renee and everything. As for the show goes, listen, I'm going straight up off. If you know me, you know I love reality TV. That's like my guilty pleasure in life. I love Jersey Shore. I can quote every episode. But so for that reason, For that reason, Reed doesn't know me. I'm going Mike Rackshin.
Cut his mic off.
I'm going Mike Rackshin. Mike Rackshin was an incredible character when it comes to reality TV. He made the show so interesting. He had that sick-ass flower prank where he really got him
What did he do with the flowers?
Oh, he was running around throwing flour on everybody, throwing eggs, man. He's a madman. Yeah. What kind of genius could come up with that stuff?
I went to go meet them at the house one day. I haven't seen all the episodes. I went to go meet them at the house one day, and there's some cleaning people, and they're cleaning some red stuff off the walls. Like, what the fuck?
He's just throwing juice.
They said Mike got mad and started throwing juice all over the house.
Yeah, dude, that's a genius level prank. Who does that? Throwing juice and flour. He was baking a cake on him. He said it himself. So, yeah, I'm going Mike Rackshin. He definitely brought an element to the show that was super exciting, super fun to watch. And I'm excited for that rematch, too. So,
in the strangles. All right, Reed, who are you going with?
Man, we had nothing but great characters on the show, I think. You know, obviously, Andrew Tackett, one of the stars of the show. Renee, one of the stars of the show. Isaac, you know, Kyle. But I guess I'll take a little bit of a left turn, and I'll say my favorite character was Big Dan.
Really?
Big Dan.
Yeah,
you know?
Love Big Dan. Big Dan's really growing on me over time.
Yeah, for sure. You know, maybe not
he's got a hell of a mustache these days.
Not the easiest choice maybe for some people, you know, but, you know, I think Dan definitely, you know, elevated the show and provided a lot for the show and definitely, you know, was a lot of fun to work with.
Your boy's getting some shout-outs in the chat. The waiter. The waiter from
Carr. What did he do? I can't remember.
Doug, he's a legend.
I can't remember a lot of filming of this show. What did the waiter do at the restaurant?
Oh, he was a legend. He got a girl's number for Mike Rackshin, if I remember right.
The only way Mike Rackshin is getting a number.
Yeah.
But the waiter got him a number?
I think so.
What the fuck does this? How's Rackshin getting these situations? How's the waiter going to get you a number? All right, well, you took Big Dan. You went with Rackshin. Great choices. You went with Renee back there.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm going to go with Kyle Chambers. Kyle Chambers, super chill guy. Super cool. Isaac, really cool. They're all cool. They're all pretty
good.
Really
said, everybody, honestly, was such a great character. Everybody's super great to work with. Jansen, Adam Bradley, you know, had so much fun working with everybody, for sure. Everybody was great in their own way. You know, nobody have anything bad to say about any of them. They're great.
What was the feedback like to the show? Do people love it online or what?
Yeah, people in the comment section definitely seemed to.
There was a thread on Reddit that I'm the biggest douchebag in jiu-jitsu or something.
Yeah. Just because they want to be you, Mike. Yeah. Just because they're fucking jealous.
I don't know. There's been some people accused of some pretty serious crimes out there.
They saw you in the stretch Camaro. They got jealous.
They just want to be you, Mike. That's all.
You don't want to be me. It's not that fun. All right, Connor, did they say anything cool before we get out of here?
Yeah, man. I asked them who their favorite, who's the next competitor was. They gave us a few of them. You guys read out some. But I also asked them how they thought Andy Varela versus J-Rod was going to go.
What'd they think?
Lots of them went J-Rod. I think, like, almost an overwhelming amount. 3-4 more votes. So, yeah, the chat thinks J-Rod's going to take out Andy, which is... strong process.
J-Rod's very hot right now, but so he's on Andy. A heater. He's on a heater, huh?
You can't bet against a guy on a heater.
It's a killer match. It's a killer match, for sure.
All right, we got anything else to talk about before we get out of here? Let's dive deeper into Pergisa next week. You got anything to say?
You're going to be here, Mike, from now on? You're hanging around?
Yeah, unfortunately. I'm in Austin, which means my soul is dying by the minute, but I will make it back to the jungle soon. Baby Shark, we're coming to get you. We love you, Baby Shark. God bless you all. Love you. Positivity. You cannot stop our positivity. Cannot stop. Won't stop. Connor, got anything to say?
No. Have a great day.
See you guys next week. Love you.
Os.
Osa! Os.